Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Liberal leader Jeremy Rockliff is expected to form a minority government on track to win 15 seats this election. That'll leave them 3 seats short of a majority, Mr. Rockliff confirming he's already held talks with the Lambie Network, along with re-elected independents.
I've picked up the phone, I've spoken to Jackie, I've spoken to Mr. O'Byrne as well, and I've reached out to Christy Johnson as well.
The Lambie Network are on track to win 3 seats, 2 independents, plus the 10 for Labor and 5 Greens. We might not have the final results for weeks, though, as we wait for the distribution of preferences and for the arrival of postal votes. To federal politics, and we could be headed for a minority Labor government in Canberra if today's news poll is anything to go by. It has the ALP's primary support down by another point to 32% against the Coalition's, which is up 1 to 37. After preferences, Labor's ahead 51 to 49. Overseas, and the United States is rejecting Russia's claim of a Ukraine link to the weekend terrorist attack at a Moscow concert hall. The death toll from the attack has passed 130. Vice President Kamala Harris has told America's ABC it was the work of Islamic State.
What we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
And more than a third of Aussies are thinking about finding a second job as a way to keep up with the cost of living. A new report by Finder also showing nearly twice the number of women feel the need for another source of income compared to men. To sport now, and the Jack Jumpers are just a win off their first NBL championship after a thrilling 93-91 win over Melbourne United last night. Jack McVay was the hero with a 3-pointer from the half court right before the buzzer. Coach Scott Roth, full of praise for the squad's never say die attitude.
Our guys were just very gritty at the right times and just kept competing and found ways. And, you know, it was obviously a hell of a shot that Jack made.
They can secure the title with a win on home soil come Thursday night.